Welcome back to Unmastering Motherhood. Today we're going to talk about what it's like for me being a stepmom. We're going to have a mother-daughter chat with my daughters, Ryan and Ava, and then I'm going to launch my Q&A where I respond to questions that you have sent in. And stay tuned because at the end, I'm going to share a little bit about an upcoming trip that I'm taking on Thursday. If you recall, in my very first podcast, I told you that I have four children. I do. Ryan, Ava, Cree, and Knox. Ava is the oldest, and she's 14, soon to be 15, but she is my stepdaughter. She does not live with us full time, but recently visited for the summer, and we had an amazing time. You know, in the past, we have always had great experiences with each other, but if I really think about it, it's kind of awkward. I mean, I didn't have a stepmother growing up. It's just kind of a thing I saw on TV, you know? I don't really know how it works, but you know, this particular summer, I just threw my expectations out of the door and I just mothered like I would want my kids to be mothered. I took all the pressures of society and I was just winging it, you know? And I just said to myself, you know, if something comes up, we disagree or something like that, we'll just deal with it as it arises. Because, you know, I struggle with like, am I supposed to treat her exactly like I treat my kids? I mean, sometimes I have to fuss at my kids. Am I really supposed to fuss at her? She's a teenager. Like, is she going to tell her mom and then me and her mom are going to have a little tiff? Like, is she going to want to leave if I say something that I shouldn't? Should I just let my husband handle it? Those are all the things that were going through my mind. Should I, you know, like talk to her about certain subjects? Should I do this? Should I do that? But you guys, you know what? Like I said, I threw all my expectations out of the door and I just really treated her like I would just want Ryan to be treated if she had a stepmom, or if I just treated her just like she was just my daughter. I think the first couple of days were kind of weird. You know, I could tell she was kind of like, you know, leery, but after about two or three days, she just jumped right in. And let me tell you, Ava is a talker. She just wanted to talk. And I was surprised. So I listened. Anytime she said something, I listened. I asked her more questions. I could tell she wanted to talk. So that was like an open door right there. And every day that she was here, we had really great conversations. I could tell that she really liked me. And was that important to me? Yeah, you know, I wasn't going out of my way to try to make her happy or anything, but I was just being a mom. And I think it really paid off. In addition to her, you know, talking to me every day, one day I was driving her and Ryan to the teen center. And she said, you know, I don't know if I should call you Kelly. Like, I don't feel like I should call you Kelly, but it seems kind of weird if I call you Miss Kelly. So I was like, well, what do you want to say? And she was like, well, I've been thinking about it. I want to call you Ma. And I just was like, oh, okay, you want to call me Ma, M-A? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, whatever's most comfortable for you, I'm comfortable with it. If you want to call me Kelly, Miss Kelly, Ma, whatever. And she did. She said, that's what I want to do. She got out the car and she was like, bye, Mom. It turned into Mom, which is fine. But I drove off thinking like, oh my God, should I tell her Mom? Because I did ask her like, well, what do you think your mom will feel about it? Or do you think she's okay with it? And she was like, my mom will be totally fine with it. You know, she knows that you're my stepmom. And I'm like, well, I guess. She was very nonchalant about it, but she insisted on calling me Mom. So that's what we're rolling with. And every day that she had been here, she called me Mom. You know, I always say she's my daughter. And it just worked. And I just loved that she felt, what's the word? She just felt like I was her mom. You know, she felt a sense of belonging in our family. And I just love that so much that she could call me Mom. I love that. So what do you guys think about that? If you are a stepmom or a bonus mom, And by the way, which one of those words do you prefer? Some people like the word stepmom, some people don't. Some people prefer bonus mom, some people say second mom. What do your stepchildren, bonus children, call you? Mine calls me mom. When you're done listening to this entire podcast, I want you to head over to my Facebook page or my Instagram page. There's going to be a post up where we can talk more about this. You can let me know your thoughts on the word stepmom versus bonus mom and your thoughts on your children calling someone else mom or dad. The girls are into all things social media, so of course I had to have them on my podcast. Please listen up for our mother-daughter Q&A chat. Okay, guys, here is my Q&A with my daughters, Ryan and Ava. We are going to ask each other a question or two and see how each other responds. I'll go first, girls, okay?
Okay.
All right, the first one is for both of you guys. I'll start with you, Ava. Describe yourself in 5 words or less.
So my 5 descriptions would be smart, funny, weird, and awkward. That's about 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. Smart, funny, weird, and awkward. You think you're weird and awkward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ryan, how would you describe yourself in 5 words or less?
I would say smart, fashionable, culture, independent, and thoughtful.
Good, good, good. Okay. My next question for you guys. When someone is feeling stressed, what are 3 suggestions you would share with them? So if you know someone that's kind of like stressed out, worrying, anxious, what would be your advice to them?
My advice would be to like breathe or mm-hmm. like to take a moment mm-hmm. in and just to give yourself time to like think before you do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And keep your head up.
Keep your head up. Ryan, what about you?
I would tell them to relax and go have fun and listen to some music.
Okay. Is that what you do when you're feeling stressed or anxious?
Yes.
You take your own advice, Ava?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next, I do have one more question I'll do with you guys. What are you most afraid of, Ava?
I am most afraid of probably cats.
We have something in common. Ryan?
I'm probably most afraid of dying. I don't like thinking about that.
Okay. All right. You guys both know what I am afraid of. Cats is my 1. Dogs, 2. I don't like cats or dogs. I'm trying to get over that, but you know. All right, Ava, it is your turn to ask your questions.
Okay, so to you, my question would be, describe what a perfect day would be from the moment you wake until bed.
Oh, okay. The perfect day for me would be, I just wake up naturally, no alarm. When I get out of bed, no one's like running up to me saying, mommy, 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 I'm hungry. I would love to have a chef that has cooked the food for everyone, a nanny that has already plated the food for everyone so that I don't have to do it, a nanny that has also already changed diapers and done all the things I would normally do. Then I'd like to go shopping with my friends while my kids are at school or daycare. Then I'd like to come home to dinner already prepared and be able to just like binge watch some of my favorite shows without interruption. That would be a good day for me. What about you, Ryan?
Sleeping all day.
I think that's so true for you.
All day.
My next question is, name 3 things that make you truly happy.
Okay. I'm not going to get like deep or anything. So three things to just like make me happy are hanging with my family, eating something so delicious from a restaurant that I've never tried, or it's like my first time trying. I love to try new restaurants. And then meeting new people. I really do like meeting new people, especially if we like hit it off real well.
Yeah. I would say Netflix, ice cream, and sleep.
Netflix, make me happy. Ice cream, and sleep. Yeah, I can see you doing all three of those. Okay, Ryan, it is your turn to ask questions. What questions do you have?
My first question for you, Ava, is what do you do when you can't sleep at night? I usually either get on YouTube and watch something, or like watch old videos of me when I was little.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I just usually scroll through Facebook, even though Ryan says Facebook is for old people. But I usually scroll through Facebook, see what's going on with all my Facebook friends, and that's about it. And sometimes I'll delete emails, because in one of my emails I have a lot that I need to delete, like 20,000 is what it reads. Yep.
All right, next question. If you could travel back in time 3 years, what advice would you give yourself?
Maybe you go first.
Okay, so
how old would you have been 3 years ago too?
So I would be like 11. Yep. 11, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I was 11, I would go back and say, like, just do your best in school. Mm-hmm. Because like I wasn't bad, but it's just a lot that I needed to work on at that time. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And have you changed those things?
Yeah, a lot has changed with,
since then.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And for me, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
If you could travel back in time three years.
Okay. 3 years ago, I would have been 30. I would tell myself to like relax and don't really put time constraints on everything. I kind of put pressure on myself sometimes, like finish things or try things or do this or do that. But now I just love, you know, sometimes I'll set a date or set, you know, a goal, but I don't like beat myself up if I don't complete it at that time. As long as I complete it is what really matters. So that works for me. Any other questions you guys have, or are we done with this little session?
Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
If you could give every person a gift in the world, what would it be?
You want to answer first, Ryan?
I would make sure that everybody has like free Wi-Fi.
Oh my God.
I know.
What?
Because I feel like everybody just needs Wi-Fi.
Oh my goodness. Okay. A gift that I would give everyone? I would love to give everyone the gift of confidence. You know, so people won't be like hating on other people. We just love each other and we're just confident in what we have. So if I could give everyone confidence in themselves, I think the world would be a great place.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice chatting with you girls. I hope you enjoyed being on your very first podcast. Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell everyone bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. We are coming to the end. This is the last part of my podcast. It is the newest part of my podcast, and it is for all of you. Here is where you can ask me a question, and I will give my advice, my thoughts on it. All you have to do if you have a question is inbox me on Facebook or Instagram. You can also email me at unmasteringmotherhood@gmail.com. And you can also use this anonymous site, Ask FM, if you'd like to ask me a question anonymously. Stay tuned. Okay, here we go. I have three questions today.
that were sent in via Facebook. So the first one asks, how long have you been a stay-at-home mom and how do you like it? I've tried it and it wasn't for me. What are your three positives about it?
Okay, so I have been a stay-at-home mom for almost 5 years. I started when my son was born, Cree. We knew he had a lot of health concerns, so we made the decision for me to stay home. It also worked out really well because we were transitioning into the Army at that time, and we're going to be moving, so it just worked out really good for our family. It's not for everyone. You know, some people can do it for a long time. Some people can only do it for a few months, maybe even a few weeks. You really have to do what is for you. But if I had to give it three positives, I would say, I get to do what I love with my children in kind of a non-traditional way. I love teaching. I love education. But we don't sit down and teach as I would in a classroom. But I get that day-to-day interaction with my children. Cree is in school during the school year, but he doesn't go to school on Mondays, so I still get a little bit of stay-at-home time with him on Mondays, but Knox is always with me. So again, I get to do something I love, which is teaching, and don't think about it in the traditional way. You know, some people ask me when they hear Knox talk or that he knows certain things, they're like, do you sit down and teach him this because you were a teacher and blah, blah, blah? No, not really. More recently, I have been doing so, but still not in a traditional way, just a fun way when I have time in between, you know, chores that I might be doing. If I'm just kind of laying around, we might watch some educational television because I love educational TV. So that's one of them. I've also become more grateful and I realized that my family can adjust. I've learned valuable lessons on priorities. Being a stay-at-home mom definitely teaches you priority. You know, being a stay-at-home mom doesn't look the same for everyone. Some moms are cooking and cleaning and teaching and just doing everything all day. I kind of just like wing it. When I say that, I want you guys really to know that that's not just like a little Instagram quote. It's what I do. It works for me, and that's what I have been doing. But I've learned to prioritize certain things. You know, transitioning into the Army, going from two incomes to one income, we had to learn some valuable lessons. In the beginning, I was like, oh, this is cool. But you know, 5 years in, there is a difference from, you know, our lifestyle before, our lifestyle now. But again, like I said, I have really come to realize that our family can adjust. We can adjust to new environments. We can adjust to new things. We've learned things that we can live without, can't live without. It's just been a good process. And then my third positive would be friends. I have met so many awesome people that have helped me grow and people that have helped me learn how to slow down and take life in. It's just been amazing the amount of people I've been able to meet through social groups, through play groups, and I would have only been able to do that if I was a stay-at-home mom. So again, everyone's experience is different, but that's mine, and those are my three positives. The next question says, what would be your advice for someone who is about to have a baby and has no family support nearby? That is a hard one. I would say to try to find some local play dates, find some local events that you can attend where you may meet more parents. That would probably be the first thing that I would do. I would also look into, you know, visiting home if you really, really need that support, or even offering, you know, for family to come
visit you, to help you out. But if you just absolutely don't have that type of family support, then I would say it's time to make some friends. It's time to learn to kind of lean on someone that you may be a little close to. But in the end, I think you're going to have to just know that you are by yourself. And I would just say, take your time in getting to know people and who you introduce to your family dynamic, and just reach out for support in any way that you need it. You may not be able to get physical support, but maybe you can call and talk to family and get advice that way. Maybe you can make sure that you are connecting with people in a way that may not be physical. They may not be able to be right there with you, but, you know, find a way to connect. There's so many Facebook groups. I love social media, but for that particular reason, because there are so many groups that you can get in, connect, and learn. So my advice would be to connect, whether you can connect physically with someone in your area or just connect online. My next question says, what are your thoughts on gender reveals? I've had one in the past. Are people really that interested in what I'm having? LOL. I had a gender reveal for Cree and Knox. I believe I had one. Yeah. I had a gender reveal for Cree and Knox. They weren't overly extravagant, just something we did at home. I think they're cool, but, you know, this is one of those things, like I always say, you do what you want to do. Don't really worry about what other people want to do. I personally don't feel like you should spend a whole bunch of money doing it, but if that's what you want to do, do. I would rather, you know, spend money on things for my baby. But I mean, if you've got it, do it. I think they're super cool. And if anybody wants to invite me to a gender reveal, I will be there. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. I know it's been a while since I put out a podcast, but it's for a good reason. I had previously recorded one, but forgot about a trip that I had coming up, and the two just go hand in hand. I will be talking about Cree's diagnosis story, so you'll find out how I found out Cree was going to be born with Down syndrome. And this Wednesday, I'm leaving to go to Pittsburgh for a CREOG convention. That is the Council on Resident Education in Obstetrics and Gynecology. DSDN volunteers will be talking with new residents about best practices when delivering a Down syndrome diagnosis. Many, many, many moms have horrible diagnosis stories, and that is one of the missions of DSDN, to work with partners to help, you know, help moms have a better experience when finding out about a Down syndrome diagnosis. So that'll be on my next podcast. Until then, I'll talk to you guys later. I so appreciate you guys following me, liking my posts, commenting on my posts, listening to my podcast. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. Let's get more moms connected. You can search for me on Facebook, Unmastering Motherhood with Kelly Kaufman, on Instagram, at Unmastering Motherhood. And if you ever want to email me, you can email me at Kelly. Oops, sorry, that's my personal email. Message me at unmasteringmotherhood@gmail.com. Bye.